You'll hear it said many times. The interview is the single most important step in the aiding process. When you do it correctly, it puts you in the role of a sincere professional who isn't trying to sell people things, but is first seeking to understand if they have wants or needs that you can help them fill or satisfy.
Most people today want someone who will sit down and take an interest in them.
I think the GAP model is a tremendous tool because it in a non-threatening way, helps you kind of peel back the onion with the client on what they like about their current situation, but, you know, very importantly, what they don't like. You know, what's not quite going the way they would hoped. That's powerful information.
Usually, any problems you have completing a subsequent Aid Inc. step are because of an inadequate interview. The interview step accomplishes these four objectives. First, we want to further put people at ease. This is a continuation of the approach step that focuses on building trust and rapport. Secondly, by answering open-ended questions, people clarify and verbalize what their wants, needs, or problems actually are. This helps meet the third objective, which is to continue the dialogue from previous conversations. And finally, when people talk and we listen, it puts them in a position of selling themselves.
Asking the right interview question to get them talking, to get them sharing, is huge for the rest of the process. It really sets the stage.
Let's review the four interview action guides. They are, number one, plan and ask open-ended questions to uncover needs, wants, and challenges. Number two, listen to and paraphrase all points. If appropriate, take notes. Number three, identify dominant wants or needs and get agreement. And number four, communicate your intent to create value by asking quality questions.
Let's think about each one for a moment. First, ask open-ended questions to uncover needs, wants, and challenges. During the seminar, we addressed what to ask by introducing categories of questions to be sure you address during the interview. We also addressed how to ask those questions as effectively as possible in two key ways. First, by reviewing with you the current versus desired situation gap model, which provides you with a process for moving through those categories of questions in a natural way. And second, by addressing the importance of asking open-ended questions. The ability to ask questions across all those categories and to do so in a way that elicits the information necessary to understand needs, while also motivating customers to take action, will clearly differentiate you from the competition. It's easy to ask the obvious questions, the questions everyone asks before they start talking about services they want to sell. It takes more planning and self-control to ask broader and deeper questions with the right intent.
It would be easy to sit and talk for an hour and walk away and think, ooh, I didn't really find out the key pieces of information that I needed to find out. And so I think it helps structure me a little bit. But when I'm going to, especially when I'm going to a fairly important interview, I sit down at my desk before I go and I think, what are the five things that I want to know when I walk out of this interview? And then I just make sure that during my conversation, I'm covering those points. So it's maybe discipline, maybe learning the discipline of what to talk about and what not to talk about during an interview.
One of the tip-offs of your professionalism is the way that you ask these questions. It's important that you ask them so people feel comfortable in answering them, so that you don't seem to be prying or squeezing answers out of them, or that you don't pose any threat to people's comfort zones, or that you don't appear to be leading or setting them up to say what you want them to say.
You want to make sure that you're asking questions that is not a yes and no answer, because you're not going to get very much.
If you're superficial with canned questions and answers, you know, people see right through that.
The second action guide, then, is to listen and paraphrase all points. And if appropriate, take notes.
As people talk about their wants or needs, occasionally summarize back to them what they said to you. When you paraphrase, you let them know that you listened to them, that you understood them, and that you remembered what they told you. It also says that you're sincerely needs-focused. Another way to show your professionalism is to make notes of what people say. This shows them that you listened, that you're interested, and that their thoughts are important to you.
Well, in terms of importance in the interview step with listening, it is absolutely key. I think sometimes you think you're listening and you're really not, because we're preoccupied with something else. That's why you have to really focus and look at the person.
The third action guide is identify their dominant wants and needs and get agreement. To do this, listen carefully to what they say as you ask questions to help customers identify the gaps that exist and evaluate the importance of addressing those gaps. After you feel you've asked enough questions and they've given you enough information so you understand their wants or needs, begin to prioritize. Find out which are most important to them. Their eyes and responses will often give you clues as to which of their expressed needs are the most valued ones.
As you listen, occasionally clarify your understanding. You might ask, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that you want your business to survive in the event of an untimely death of either you or your partner. That would certainly impact all the people you employ. Does this sound like I'm on the right track?
And so asking the right interview question to get them talking, to get them sharing, is huge for the rest of the process. It really sets the stage.
Another way to develop trust is to communicate your intent to create value by asking quality questions. This is done by demonstrating your sincerity and concern for their needs being filled, and by asking questions that uncover their current and desired situation. When your customer has admitted a need that you can help them fill, and they have expressed a desire for a solution, you'll know to proceed with the other 8 ink steps.